by Tuesday. Muse. Thought Contagion. I am Drew Garabo. It is Drew Garabo Live. Ma'am, how may we help you?
Oh, God, I can't believe it. It's taken me like over a week to get through to you people.
When people say things like that, I'm often curious. Have you been trying nonstop between 2 and 7 to dial our number, or are you just, you haven't been able to wedge it into your busy itinerary? Like, what? When you say you've been trying for...
Not between 2 and 7. I mean, when I get up in the morning, like around 10 or 10:30, I've tried to call. I've stopped listening to Howard Stern show. I used to be a religious Howard Stern fanatic, and then my Sirius got disconnected, and so I found your show, and now I am like addicted to it.
Oh, thank you.
And I listen to it when I get up in the morning from probably 10:30 to
sleep late.
12, and then just on and off whenever I'm in my car, which That's is good. Quite often.
Do you know how many times I've been called a poor man's Howard Stern? None, actually, none. No one's ever called me that. I've wanted to be considered that, though. What's your name, darling?
My name's Patty.
Patty?
I'm from Wachula, Florida.
Wachula. Nice up there this time of year.
It's beautiful, isn't it? A little chilly this morning out there in Wachula, huh?
Yeah, just a little bit.
Cold in a witch's boob and a brass bra, they like to say, except they say the T word.
Yeah,
how old do you think Patty is, guys? Don't tell us, Patty. We love to guess people's ages.
Okay.
Don't tell us, please. Let's see. Go around the horn. We don't have to write it down. Okay, take a guess. You first, Kevin.
Oh, I think she is 45.
Don't say anything, Patty. Don't say anything. Shh.
I'm not.
John?
64. 57.
38. Who's right? Anybody?
No.
How young of a lady are you?
I'm 67.
Oh, you sound so young and vibrant. How do you do it?
I'm just young at heart. I'm an old hippie, and I just
still smoking them doobies, are you?
Pardon?
I say, still smoking them doobies, are you?
Yeah, every now and then I get some medicinals, you know.
Yeah, that medicinal.
Get them through the mail. Get them through the mail. That's where I get them.
Through the mail.
Oh, that's different.
You can get them legally. You know, you're in Florida. It's legal here now. You know that.
Yeah, but I get them from Oregon and California. They just send them to me right through the mail. The mailman delivers right to my mailbox.
Ooh, slow down
for the last
now.
2 years.
Give me that contact.
Sounds a little risky, Patty.
Slow down.
Sounds perfect.
I mean, Trump is, but you can't do everything.
Really? Man, I don't know about that, Patty. You get illegal. I mean, I'm not illegal, but you get marijuana delivered right to your door? That's a little.
Everybody's doing this.
The mailman delivers it right to my door.
Well, he doesn't know what's in there.
Yeah. Does he know?
Into the mailbox, whatever I want. Stop. I just go on. I guess I shouldn't say that. I just go on the blacklist or whatever the black. Whatever.
Definitely on the blacklist now. Red Reddington's coming out too.
Oh, she's on the dark web.
James Spader.
Oh, check this out.
James Spader's
on the dark web. Yeah.
Oh, sure.
The dark web. What does she know about the dark web?
She's a hippie, man. Yeah, she knows everything. She was raised on Abby Hoffman. And,
shoot me a link.
Gotta use Bitcoin, though. You have to use Bitcoin.
She knows the
this
dark
is blowing
web.
My mind.
She knows the dark web. This is a fascinating lady. How has the weed changed through the decades, Grandma Hippie Patty? Because, back in the day, you had that swag weed. You had the brown stuff from Mexico.
Sticks and seeds.
Ugh. Yeah, had the Gainesville Green and the Micanopy Madness.
Sure, Micanopy Madness.
I've had that Gainesville Green.
Yeah, I've had Micanopy
Madness.
It's
the only thing they got up there in Gainesville. It's worth a damn.
I had some Why Mama Wacky Tobacco one time.
Gainesville still has the good weed, too.
Yeah, stop it.
Crunchy hippies up there. A lot of homeless people, too.
I smoked that Tebow.
Yeah.
Make you see God. Well, listen.
I've seen him a few times, too.
Oh, very good. You bang him? Thank you so much for the time, though. Is there something was there something on your talk agenda that you wanted to get to, or you just want to generally just say you've been listening for a while?
I want to tell Monica she just needs to calm down a bit. Oh. I mean, she just really is just some.
Seth, can you go tell Monica she needs to calm down a little bit? She's doing traffic right now.
Yeah. Hey, Patty.
I'm not going to say I'm a feminist, but for women's rights and all that kind of stuff. But she's just kind of, she gets the two-way out there. She's two-way just kind of.
She should conform the way you think and not the way she
thinks. All she needs is a good man.
I'm not saying anybody should conform to the way I think. She just needs to calm herself down.
Yeah, that's what I said.
About the manhole cover, that's a little bit, that's kind of crazy.
Yeah, Raj.
She does know this is Drew Garabo, right?
Oh, maybe she doesn't.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, darn it. You don't even know who I am, let alone like me. You think we're Roger and JP from Long Island, don't you?
Oh, I love JP. I just love JP. I'd love to meet him.
Yeah,
he just is so cool.
Do you think she knows who we are? Do you know who I am?
But she...
Yeah, you're Gary.
Yeah, Gary. I'm JP.
She don't know that, but she like to get that weed.
You're not JP.
Yeah, you stupid broad. Who do you think I am?
Hey, Boff. It's me, Gary. Tata Toothy.
I would know JP.
Come on, who am I? Please tell me who am I.
Who am I? Why don't you tell me who you are?
Why don't you tell me who I am?
I mean, they switched me around so many times. I sat here for half.
She doesn't know who I am. Please, hey. Come on, tell me who I am, please.
Drew.
Yeah. You knew it all along, didn't you? Wait, no, you checked your radio. You cheated, right?
My radio is not on now. Now I've heard it up.
You're not JP.
Yeah, you stupid. Oh, my God. You mean I've been on there that whole time? I haven't even been listening. I would be JP.
Come on, who am I?
Shouldn't
please
be listening.
Tell me who am I.
Oh, see? Who am I? Why don't you tell me who you are?
Why don't you tell me who I am?
I mean, they switched me around so many times. Are you kidding? I can't believe I was. I didn't know I was on there.
When's the last time you got some D, Patty?
I don't think that's any of your beeswax.
Got the old none of your beeswax.
Not in a while, huh? It's been that long.
When's the last time a worker bee made his way up to that honeycomb?
Halloween 03?
Probably kill you if I got a hold of you.
Oh, what a way to die, though. Oh, I always said I want to go in my sleep smothered by a grandma hippie.
It's not a grandma.
She's a grandma. She's 67. It's grandma.
I'm not a grandma.
Well, you could.
You wanted me?
No, I don't really. No, my son doesn't need to have any kids.
Oh.
God. Right. He needs to grow up first.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Tend to your business, son.
Oh, man.
So
you want us to call him and cuss him out?
Do what?
All right, we got to go. Thank you, Patty. I appreciate the call. Gary here and the rest of the guys.
Gary and the boys.
Okay,
Gary.
And tell JP, he's awesome.
I know.
All of you are awesome.
I know.
Especially JP. And Monica, calm down.
Tell Monica just to chillax.
Chillax. You know, chillax.
She's
how hip.
Chillax. Hey, she's a hip hippie. Yeah. All right, thanks, Patty. You take it easy, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Keep doing what you're doing.
You keep doing what you're doing. Which is calling radio shows that you're not really sure of where they are.
She was 67.
Yeah, very sharp.
Huh?
Very sharp.
Really?
I can't even teach my dad how to text.
Right.
And she knows how to buy weed on the dark web.
On the dark web.
That's bananas.
With Bitcoin. A 67-year-old lady. Probably stayed plugged into the counterculture through the years.
She trusts Bitcoin. My dad's 67. He doesn't trust the ATM.
And she's out there with cryptocurrency.
She's out there with cryptocurrency.
Unreal. Thanks, Patty. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. So joining us right now is Trent. What's happening, Trent?
Hello. Good afternoon, Drew. How are you all doing?
Quite well. Thank you very much for joining us. How did we make your acquaintance?
I wanted to email. I sent Mr. Kushner an email yesterday and just wanted to say how much I enjoy your show. I listen to the bone all the time. An aspiring sports broadcaster. I'm 19 years of age. I'm totally blind, but hey, I don't let it stop me. And you know, it was very nice of Seth to say that y'all wanted to hear my story. So I really appreciate that very much. That means a lot.
Yeah, man. Thank you for supporting what we do. The least we could do is hear your story.
I like his voice.
Me too. What's your story? Morning Glory.
And thank you again, Seth. But no, I have been blind since birth. I graduated from Florida School for the Deaf and Blind in St. Augustine, a great school.
May I interject real quick? I've always wondered this, because when it comes to schools for the deaf and blind, are the deaf and blind within that school, do they learn mostly in the same environment, or is there sub-school for the deaf, sub-school for the blind within the school for the blind and the deaf, or deaf and the blind?
Well, actually, it's funny you bring that up. The Florida School for the Deaf and Blind is a big campus where the front of the campus is the deaf students and the back of the campus is the blind students. And basically, I've been in a class with a deaf individual. I've been in the class, of course, with blind individuals, but they learn pretty much in the same environment. The deaf students have interpreters to interpret for, you know, some of the teachers that are not as they don't know sign language as well. And, you know, they interpret for the deaf students so that they get the same knowledge and everything. And, of course, all the blind students, we get our stuff in Braille and everything like that.
All right.
It's just cool, man. Yes, sir.
I appreciate that. Okay, so you went to the Florida School for the Blind. I'm sorry to take you down that little detour. I just always wondered that, if it's truly a school for the deaf and blind.
You guys ask me anything you want. You know, you don't offend me.
Okay,
would hope not. But I've been interested in radio for so long. I co-host a podcast. It's called Out of Sight Sports. Basically, it's called Out of Sight Sports.
Sorry, I like the name.
Out of Sight Sports?
Yeah, that's great.
It's great.
It really is. No, because I played in a band when I attended Florida School for the Deaf and Blind. I played in a band called Out of Sight. The band is called Out of Sight. The middle school band was called Envision, and the high school band was called Out of Sight.
That's great. I love a good, nice sense of humor is very important in this world, Trent.
No, I do, and I think that this world, you know, needs more positivity. You know what I mean?
Totally agree.
And I feel like, and contrary to the first caller, I think you guys bring a lot of positive energy to this.
Thanks.
To this radio station. So I thank you for that very much. So Out of Sight Sports, I co-host that, as well as I recently got an internship with a sports radio station in Sebring, Florida.
Congrats.
I co-host with my good friend named Chris Pinson every Monday and Friday from 5 to 6 p.m.
I get a young Todd Wright feel from this guy.
A young Todd Wright?
Yeah.
All right. That implies that Todd Wright is old, which is rude, but yes, I see what you're saying.
He's not 19.
Oh, you are right about that.
Hey, Trent, what's your favorite sport?
That's hard. I'm a football guy.
Yeah.
I like football. Mm. Football, I hate to say it, but I am a Tampa Bay Buccaneer fan. It's a tough road.
Nothing wrong with that.
No, man, don't be ashamed to be a fan.
But, no, and I'm a big hockey fan. The Tampa Bay Lightning are just doing excellent right now. I'm very impressed with how they're doing. And it's just, it's great, man. And, you know, my message to people is, you know, yes, I am totally blind, but you know what? I don't let it stop me whatsoever. And I was asked one time if I could get my sight back, and I said no, because, you know, the Lord made me who I am for a reason. And I would be a different person, feel like, if I had my sight.
Good for you, man. That's awesome to hear. We're speaking with Trent, 19 years old, blind, pursuing a career in broadcasting.
Any ladies in your life, Trent?
No, sir, not at the moment.
You know, it's they're out there. And let me tell you, when the time is right, the right one will just magically appear in your life and then screw you over.
It's tough to meet the women in sports radio, though, right?
Well, there are some for sure that I've listened to. I listened to 98.7 The Fan. I've listened to that. Monica, I like Monica. I think Monica is very knowledgeable. She does a great job on the air.
Yeah, and she's a chill axe, I think. But you know, she could chill axe a little bit. That's what I
heard that. I heard that last caller. No, she's a Bills fan, and she knows a lot about sports. I've listened to and I read her tweets on Twitter, and she's inspiring to me as well as. As well as Micah. I know you guys don't have Micah on your show today, but I just, you know, with her inspirational quotes and everything, I wanted to know that she inspires me.
Oh, good. You'll get to hear a lot of her the next couple of days. Let me ask you this. As a visually impaired man, blind man, whatever you want to call it, what sport is the easiest to follow when you're listening to it, and what sport is the hardest to follow when you're listening to it? Let me make a guess. I bet baseball is the easiest because there's very little action, and you tell immediately someone hits the ball. And probably hockey is probably one of the most difficult to follow as a blind individual. Am I right?
You know, you're fairly close there. I will say baseball is definitely the easiest to listen to. Hockey, it does go fast, but I can pick up on it. I listen to the Lightning on iHeartRadio, and I listen to them on 970 WFLA. And Dave Michkin and the great Phil Esposito.
Oh, they're great. I mean, they're our competition, yes, they are. But they are magnificent. Those guys are they're on another level.
Trent, go ahead.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Mr. Kushner. I apologize.
No, you're all good. You're all good. I wanted to know, since you've never had any sight, who sounds
like an extremely hot woman to you? Who have you heard discuss? They go, man, that woman sounds attractive.
Oh yeah, like famous ladies.
Yeah, because he's, you know,
because he's never seen.
Yeah.
So like when you hear guys talking about famous ladies and how hot they are, which one like really stands out to you? The image that you've created in your head. What a great question!
Wow, that's that is a great question. I've heard a lot of nice sounding women, but. Oh man, that's a tough question, Seth. I'm sorry.
No, it's all good.
I have a question.
No,
go ahead, John.
This may be too far, yeah, Trent. I apologize. I do apologize. Do you listen to porn and pleasure yourself?
Oh goodness,
jeez, Louise. Man.
No, sir, I do not, Mr. Sending. No, that's and I understand. I'm just going to be honest with you. I do not. I have no interest in that, honestly. But in terms of women, I just want to say that, you know, being blind, you know, I go by the kind of heart the woman has and the kind of character the woman has. And I just, her good qualities and everything like that. You know, the looks don't matter. They really don't.
My dad used to say, you don't bang heart and character. That's what my dad would say. But he wasn't your dad, and that's good. You've walked a different path. We were speaking with Trent. He is blind. He is pursuing a broadcasting career. Great voice, great spirit, and a great amount of patience with another idiotic question from John Senning.
I have an idea, if it's okay with everybody, and maybe I shouldn't bring it up on the air, but I have an idea. Trent, aspiring radio professional, what if one day you allow him and he comes in and sits in on the final hour with me? He can maybe do a little sports segment. He can join the conversation with Micah if she's there that day. We give Trent a live shot here on the bone.
I'm all for it. I sign off on that. I think that's great. Trent,
Mr. Sending, I really appreciate that very much. That means a lot, man. I mean, you have no idea. I mean, every chance I get, you know, I love radio and everything, and I listen to you. All of you guys are great people, and with you and Micah, yeah, that would be awesome. I would love that. I appreciate that very much.
Oh, well, there we go.
Good deal. I'll have Seth put me in contact with you via email, and we'll set it up sometime sooner than later.
Oh, this is so fantastic. What's happening?
Go ahead, Drew.
I just want to interject a question. You mentioned about Twitter. So everyone you follow, do those tweets get read to you out loud whenever they, like, do you hear, like, new tweet from at Drew on the Radio, and then it reads the tweet, or how does that exactly work? I'm sorry for these stupid questions about your visual impairment.
No, they're not stupid at all. I love enlightening people about it.
Thank you.
So basically, I have an iPhone. And basically, I have a feature on there called VoiceOver. VoiceOver essentially reads everything on the screen. It essentially reads my text. It essentially reads my tweets. I can look at Facebook. Notice I said look, no pun intended.
Oh.
And you know, I do make a lot of blind jokes too, so I have to say it. You know, just on a side note before I forget. But no, I look at Facebook, Twitter. I read my emails, and it's all on the iPhone. It's an accessibility option called VoiceOver. You know, you would go into settings and accessibility and everything like that. And Siri will read your text too. Sometimes I get her to read stuff to me.
Man, this kid does not sound 19.
No, you carry with you a wisdom to your voice and experience with your voice. I encourage you to keep following your passion. And we'd love to have you in here to host the final hour with the very inspirational Micah Rotunda and John Senning as well.
Thank you very much. I appreciate Seth. I really appreciate you replying to my email, of course, yesterday. And, you know, I appreciate you guys calling me today. That means a lot.
Sure, man. Well, thanks for being here. And I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful afternoon. And keep doing what you do, dude.
Hey, you too. God bless y'all.
Right back at you, man. Thank you. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025.
Look at old perverted Senning being nice over there.
Yeah, look at you.
Yeah, totally my idea.
I might not have asked that. He sounded like a God guy. I don't know that I would have asked the porn question.
I picked that up.
Well,
yeah,
you know.
Well,
yeah.
The way he said the Lord, like I would have said, I'm not going to ask any porno questions.
I can't, you
I'm
know.
I'm not a derelict.
I can't limit myself. You know, I have to be me, you know, whether you're God-fearing or, you know.
Yeah, Senning's going to be himself. He's not changing just because we have a different caller on the phone. He's got to ask his questions.
And don't act like you can't love the Lord and masturbate.
Love the Lord and masturbate, just not at the same time and not with pornography, who most Christians frown upon.
By the way, if Trent was about 50 years older, I think he would be all Micah Rotundas.
For sure.
Well, really?
He's
too
young.
Yeah.
He's a little young.
Oh, yeah. 727-579-1025. What an an interesting chat with him.
Yeah, he was nice.
I bet you blind people are good at sex.
I agree.
What makes you say that?
Well, just because they've got to be. Well, yeah, because they've got it. They're more in touch with their other senses, and you know they have to sense things and feel things. You know, everything that we experience, you may like a noise or the way something feels, but we're very visual in sex, and he can't be, so he has to make up for that in other ways.
Well, that's probably why he wasn't as interested. I mean, he's been blind from birth, so I don't know what he thinks a woman looks like.
Me either. I know, that's what I was thinking too. Is like women probably all look similar to him in his head.
Right. But I can tell you though, just from experience in radio, like the voice on the phone, don't let that fool you.
No.
Because that is
the hotter they sound, the harder they ache.
Run.
We've all been there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I always try to find, like, if I were looking for listeners to hook up with, you find the real ugly voice ones because they're the hot ones in real life.
No. They're hideous. Ugly too.
Because you hear a girl who's like, you know, your first year in radio, you hear, "Hey, Drew, I love your show. You have the sexiest voice. I love when you use those big words. Would you like to meet me sometime for coffee?" And then, you know, you show up and it's less than savory. But it's the girls who are like, "Heh." You know, the ones who don't have to try at all. Those are the hot ones. Like, "Heh. You're so stupid." Mm-hmm. "Hey, you want to meet sometime?" "No. You sound dumb." That's the one you want to go after.
Yeah.
Like, I have no personality, but I'm like super hot. So you'd want to bang me? And then like, never ever call me again. Like, "Oh, you want to meet up for some coffee?" "Nah. Nah, and trust whatsoever."
I get oddly turned on when you do that voice.
There's nothing odd about it. Drew Graba Live, who's this?
This is Jay.
Hi.
Hi, how are you guys?
Good, how you doing, man?
I'm a big fan of your show.
Thank you very much. I really...
I drive a logistics company every day, and John is the funniest dude. Jesus Christ.
Well, I mean, if you like pornography questions to Christians, sure. He's a really, really funny guy.
I was just thinking, how do you think he went blind in the first place?
Sorry, I left that. That was a good question.
727-579-1025.
Some of us think porn is funny. Some of us find a good blind pun hilarious.
Porn for the blind.
They have that.
Oh, I know. Yeah. I know. I was just ruminating out loud on...
So how does that work?
Yeah, what?
A man walks into a drugstore.
Oh, okay.
There is a very attractive clerk working at the drugstore.
You wouldn't think you'd need that, really.
Yeah, you would.
Well, I mean, you'd need that as much as you need that when you watch it. Do you sit and watch the storylines?
Yeah, we watch them, John, but somebody has to paint the picture for you know, ones that can't see. Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying, a lot of times when you're on a porno, you skip through to the good part.
Mm-mm.
So I'm just saying, if you wanted to, you could just hear the sex.
No. I want
You want the story.
Yeah. There is a knock on your door. It is a cute pizza delivery driver. She says, "Oh, I don't have the correct change for you. Is there some other way we could complete this transaction?" You say, "I'm going to complete this transaction all over your face."
Why can't it just be the voices of the people in the movie? Why has it got to be the narrator explaining what the people say?
Low budget, dude. I don't have a freaking $1 million to spend on voice actors. You get me.
Yeah, these people aren't cut out for voiceover work. Right.
You get me describing what happened.
I found it interesting also that he said he wouldn't want his sight if he could get it because he's the way he is.
Yeah.
I understand that and I respect that.
Same.
But man, come on.
I know. We are the sum of all of our experiences.
It's all he knows.
But that is all he knows.
And getting sight now, man, you'd need a sedative. It would be overwhelming.
Can you imagine not seeing for 19 years?
Seeing those videos of like, it's videos of like people hearing for the first time and stuff. It's just amazing.
And you just look around at everything there is to see. You'd see everyone on their phone and you'd be going, what? What I've always been fascinated with is how blind people see in their head. Like, I've always wondered colors, like how off they are with colors. Like when Trent listens to a Lightning game and in his head, what it looks like versus what it looks like in reality.
I don't think do you even have anything to draw from?
No.
Like if you've never seen the color blue, how could you sell blue to somebody?
Cold.
You can't.
You can't sell it to them. You really can't.
And then remember in the movie Ray, his mom knew he was going blind, so she prepared him.
Yeah.
And I think that's, I don't know. I think I would rather have never ever had my sight.
Because you'd be tortured by what you can't see.
Probably.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, thank you, Trent. Keep it up, bud. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. We'll return with running down some stories in Run the Jewels. We found out the cause of that shooting yesterday in Plant City, and it's one of the dumbest things in the world.
Don't you have the greatest song ever written that John sent you today?
I, as a matter of fact, do. The anthem of the summer, if not the year, as John Sandy described. So Lit Right Now is next.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.